good evening, Power Hour Nation, wherever you may be, from sea to shining sea, from the shores to the shores beyond the shores, all over this wonderful existence we call Eden, God's gift to humanity, us, and how thankful we are that we have this beautiful, beautiful existence. The hard part is there are so many committed to destroy it and our union with our Creator that it is very, very difficult to tread in these waters in any troubled times. And that's why it is so imperative that you seek the truth. And there is probably no better place that I've ever heard of or found than Power Hour Nation to search for that truth, because as Jesus said, it will set us free. And what greater thing than that, than to be liberated from our bondage? You hear that sound? You hear that sound, son? That's freedom. I love to wake up to the sound of freedom in the morning. It sounds like victory. And there's no greater victory than Calvary, and no greater Calvary than the Power Hour Cavalry. We're forming posse, and we're going into the heart of the Iran attack, the Australian bushfires, the news, and some of the complexities that have been designed to keep us in this prison cage for many, many, many centuries in the past. I'm George Freund, your guest host from Canada. I have a website, conspiracy-cafe.com, and that's where you can find some of the links to many of the things I discuss so that you can read them yourself or take them further. I had a very, very interesting blessing driving home the other night, late night on the back roads, as the tensions were heating up and we're wondering if we're going to war or not. Well, I wanted to hear the news, and I know I live in Canada, and, well, the news isn't as free as I'd like it to be. There's that definite control mechanism, because the government gives hundreds of millions of dollars to the main news providers to keep us in the Politburo loop at the Canadian Kremlin, Ottawa. So I know when I'm on the back roads and I channel surf, I can get the bounce and pick up American stations late at night. So that's my thing. I'm pushing the scan button and hoping that I can get some hot news and what's going on from an American source. So Chicago came for a while, then it faded out, but then I picked up St. Louis, Missouri, KMOX, and they had a late night America show, and I got to listen to the news, and I kept tuned in because it's a talk show and you can hear things there. So I figured, oh, this is fantastic. And I was very impressed with one of the callers, who was hopefully converted to a Power Hour listener, if he was still listening when I called in when I got home. His name was James. And I called in just to say, I love you, brother. I wish I could be in St. Louis to know where you are, to shake your hand. Because he called in and he challenged the host about corporate media and the truth. And he was so eloquent. Unfortunately, he didn't know his history like I do to talk about things like Operation Mockingbird and how the CIA tried to control the news and still does, and even goes further to try to actually control our brains, because that's something I have on the agenda for the next time out. Is I have a severe, interesting bit of chance where I found an author named Stephen Kinzer, and he wrote a book, Poisoner in Chief, Sidney Gottlieb and the CIA Search for Mind Control. So I've got him pegged to come on next time up. And, you know, I was reading his book, and it is just, you know, mind-boggling, chilling. And because he's a mainstream reporter and academic, there's no flavor circling around when someone tells the truth where they hit you with conspiracy theory. So the content of the book is the same. It's just toned down slightly. But the facts are there to glean off the pages. Now, that is the ultimate game, is to get your mind. Gottlieb was horrible in his efforts to do it. He used LSD and drug poisons, tortures that would just rival anything the Nazis ever did. And they even worked with a lot of great Nazis of the time to get control of what's between your ears so that the state completely, totally controls it. And this was the substance of what James said. He says, it doesn't matter what I tune into. It's all the same. How can it all be the same? And the host has to tear a strip off him, or attempt to just show that, no, This is the land of the free and the brave. We don't do mind control. This isn't Iran or anything like that where we're controlling everything that you think, say, or speak. And James was just so eloquent to just come after point after point after point and just say, no, sir, you are wrong. You are very wrong. And he did such a good job, the host actually had to shut up and listen. And then he even conceded the fact that, yes, his paycheck depends on what he says and what he does, and he's not totally free to speak. It was beautiful, absolutely beautiful. Because if he would have mentioned some of the things I did immediately, you'd be hung up on, and that would be the end of it. So by having that lower key approach and just talking about what you saw and what you observed, he was very, very successful. And this is the whole point of why we're here, why Power Hour is here, is we are outside of that loop, that matrix. We are here to take you to that truth, to that freedom, to that liberation, to that emancipation, and look at the hard truths. And there are so many lies that are being perpetrated. Winston Churchill said, the truth is protected by a bodyguard of lies, and that's kind of the whole auspices of the intelligence agencies, is to put a bodyguard of lies around what they say is the truth. The CIA has that saying in their headquarters, you know, the truth will set you free. So we can't be free because they'll never tell it. They are just systemically enjoined to lie to us over and over and over again. And then we have to face crises domestically, internationally, knowing that everything we've been told is false. And based on all those lies, that just serpent pit of mud that they've created for us, we have to somehow think that we're forming a rational conclusion to something that usually draws us into some sort of financial debacle, conflict, or for further enslavement, really. And that has to end. And one way to make it end, of course, you know, is to change the channel. So I got the privilege of at least saying that I do a little talk radio fill-in here and there, and the guy goes, where? And I go, well, in Missouri. And he goes, really? And I said, of course, on Power Hour Nation, and he never heard of that before. And probably the reason he hasn't heard of it before is it's not allowed to be in his matrix to know that there is a path that can take you out of the muck and mire and to the truth. And you found it. Share it. Spread it around, because that's what ultimately will free us. Those last couple of days were just so traumatic. I look at Donald Trump's attack on Iran and killing Soleimani, if they really killed him, to be just childish, immature, and downright stupid. And there's a reason for that, because we live in an existence that has many, many variables, and most of them we don't even understand. One of them is the law of unintended consequences. But politicians, leaders, since the time of Pharaoh, have never been bothered by that, because they feel that they have this power and can exercise it in godlike fashion. And they don't obey any other laws either, so they don't obey domestic laws or international conventions, unless it suits them. So there is no law to them. They feel they are the law, and that's why we're in such a quandary. So the law of unintended consequences made it happen that an international flight from Tehran to the Ukraine crashed. Under very dubious circumstances, it almost would make one feel that it was either shot down or it blew up through some sort of device put inside the plane, because the pilot above saw it catch fire, witnesses saw it explode, the debris field is all over with burning wreckage. So that shows that there was some sort of ignition device that set the fuel on fire and killed a lot of people. That was the unintended consequence. When you have great power and you control weaponry, great weaponry like we have today, we have to be more, I always like that old TV show Kung Fu with David Carradine, when you look at the true martial arts and things like that. So when you're going through your training and that and you're walking barefoot on the rice paper, you realize that every step you take until you learn to master your steps, can tear apart the paper. So they're training you to understand that there's more around you than you ever speculated, and to appreciate the law of unintended consequences, to learn to walk softly and not tear the paper, to not cause these unintended consequences. And usually with boldly attacking, fighting, or doing all the things Satan commands us to do, we run into that brick wall. And that's how maybe they invented that word, collateral damage. And that isn't collateral damage. These are human beings. As I look through the victims, you know, I was just flabbergasted that so many bright, beautiful people were killed. Most of them were Canadians, or a great portion of them, and they were academics from something like well over a dozen universities here, doctors, scientists, all sorts of very, very bright young people, all killed, all wasted for basically nothing. So was Donald Trump trying to wag the dog, as it was said in the past days of the Clinton years? A classic movie, if you've never seen it, the whole concept of wag the dog to get you out of political trouble. You go cause some sort of hellfire somewhere else, and you change the headlines, and everybody forgets about you. But then part and parcel is the pack of hounds that chase after people forever, ad infinitum, ad nauseum, like Pelosi and her mob. Are you making the world a better place, or do you just get off on the fact that you're on the news all the time, making it look like you're somehow seeking some justice? I doubt that very, very much. Very much. But one of the other things I said on KMOX is they screen you very, very thoroughly about what you're going to say, right? So there's no freedom of speech there. So I have to come up with something that's benign that will get me past that gate. And what that is the whole idea of conflict between Iran or pretty much any nation in the United States is like going to kick a dinosaur and expect that you're not going to get stomped at any time when it feels like it. It is just the absolute bit of insanity to even think for a moment that you could use, you know, almost like 1970s technology with missiles, attack the most advanced nation on the planet Earth, unless you live in a cave in Afghanistan and they're trying to do some sort of New World Order trick for a president. It just isn't going to fly at all. So what I hear is that they warned the Iraqis that they were going to launch these missiles. And the Iraqis told the Americans, and the Americans moved all their assets out of the way. And then they have advanced weaponry where they can screw up the guidance systems and make the missiles land somewhere else. So in reality, you didn't really have an attack. You just had almost like a Hollywood stage set, so Iran could practice its power politics before its people, just to say, see, we tried to fight back and it didn't work, so we'll just throw in the towel now and talk. But this was the game. And then one thing that really upset me was the BBC using like fake photos, like some broken missile on the ground. When a missile crashes into the ground, it's coming down at great speed. There's going to be a crater that's just beyond belief. You know, very, very deep, very, very wide, whether the warhead goes off or not, just from the impact. And then with the warhead going off, well, guaranteed that's a big hole in the ground. So by showing these fake photos, what are you trying to lead me into? Now you induce me into saying, well, maybe to broaden the war, to fight back for what was basically, you know, this most stupid, inane attempt to do anything. Like, if the Iranians wanted to strike back, which was foolish anyway, because then you open the law of unintended consequences, the karma wave. And that goes both ways. The karma comes back and forth and back and forth. So usually whenever you attack and go on the offensive, you're really shooting yourself in the foot in the long run, in some places even in worse places, because this evil will come back at you. It's like Newton's law. For every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. May take a few years to come back, but the devil will come back and roost. So you're basically shooting your own people by killing other people. There's no advantage to that. And it would be nice if we had world leaders that could actually think in those terms at one point or another, because that could change the whole paradigm. Daniel was talking some days back, too, about sacred documents like the Bill of Rights and the Declaration of Independence, and taking a little bit of flack from people who say, you know, Bible and your religion are far more important than these things. And what the Lord revealed to me at that time is what those documents are. They are the safe that your Bible and your faith are stored in. And when the enemy opens the safe, what do you think he's going to do with the contents? He's going to remove them. And that's why they are so important. And that's why there's a line in the sand to say, no, you cannot have those. They are our God-given rights, and we do not surrender them at all, period. It's not even a topic for discussion. But it is a revelation of who the evil ones are. When we go back to that generation, there are great sayings from Benjamin Franklin. I have a little book of his called Wit and Wisdom with some of them. The worst wheel of the cart makes the most noise. So if you're listening to the dialogues coming from Congress, know which one is the worst wheel for the noise that it makes. Very easy to find and understand. Very wise people back then. We look at the size of the American population back then and how many noted scholars there were, fluent in languages I can't even dare to even think about, but you know, even everything's Greek to me when you're doing Greek, but that they could speak Latin and Greek and English and French and maybe some other European languages and possibly even Hebrew to read original versions of Scripture. It is just mind-boggling. Mind-boggling at how intelligent they were. And that to have just the ultimate of pop culture or gutter trash trying to bemean those works and cast them aside is beyond belief. Totally beyond belief. But one thing I do take umbrage to is every generation codifies its lies and passes them on to the next generation so that they say it's truth, and with that truth somehow we have to make decisions. And because I'm north of the border and I've studied a little more British history than American history, I'm familiar with what the words were and what they ended up in. But the trouble is when you learn a lie, you can't get out of it. You're trapped. That's the sad part. And I've always wondered, even before I knew this, why we had life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Because the pursuit of happiness means nothing. My life means something. My liberty means something. And then I go to number three, and it's extremely flat. When I look in Matthew, I see, you know, there's two roads, the broad path, the narrow path, Matthew 7. The broad path is like the path to hell. So if I'm pursuing happiness, generally I'm into some sort of thing that isn't very fulfilling scripturally at all, and can seduce me into the dark side. If Anton LaVey wrote it, he might say, you know, do what thou wilt. And then when I was studying the Magna Carta, the anniversary of the Magna Carta, then I found a British professor sitting in a chair in the middle of the field at Runnymede explaining what they fought over back then. And he added the third word, the third fundamental word. It's life, liberty, an estate. You understand what a state means? A lot of people understand sovereign citizen. You're sovereign. You get a piece of the action. You have a share in all the assets of everything in the republic. Do you understand what that means? How rich you would be? There definitely wouldn't be an IRS, but you'd probably have to have people carrying your money from place to place. So by not giving you the estate, you run off and pursue happiness, my young friend. The plantation owners decided that would be the way. Pursue happiness. And they walk away with the money bags for the estate. So when you learn a truth, you have to be able to slow the car down. It's like coming to a sign, bridge out. Slow down and turn around a little bit and put that into your programming mix. That's what you got cheated out of. And you were given a truth, based on a lie that you'll repeat forever, never realizing that the corporation that is your country is selling your estate to other corporations to profit and maximize and enrich themselves at your expense. And you'll never know what you were entitled to because you were pursuing happiness. There was a fellow killed in the Australian fires. He was pursuing happiness. They had his picture in the paper. He was going to a sports match. I imagine it was rugby or something like that. They're big on that. With his big stuffed kangaroo. And he gave his life for his brother to try to help him and save him when the fires came to their homes. And he probably didn't have the slightest knowledge or clue about the things we have discussed so far, about truth, about the media, and how they lie to us, and how they deceptively lure us into traps. And then one day we're faced with it, whether we like it or not. And it's right in front of us. And we have to charge into fire or a field of fire and give our lives, never knowing how it was brought upon us. One of the great movies on the revolution I liked was Al Pacino's 1776. It was a box office flop because it was probably more realistic and it doesn't have the hero thing that seduces us to movies. It was more reality. He had no idea why the revolution was happening. He was completely uninformed. Not that there was a big media back in those days. And the war just enveloped him. And he was afraid. There was fear. Because if you went against the British, it wasn't going to be pretty. Traitors are hung. You're going to be put in prison. You're going to lose everything you have. You could be killed. People ran away from the fear. And then they had to realize that they were up against something monolithic. And that's why that movie was probably better than a lot of the rest, because it just showed if it happened tomorrow, 90-something percent or more would have absolutely no idea what's happening, like in Virginia, where a line in the sand is being drawn. No one knows, no one understands, but that could be, at some point in time, a whole new interpretation of freedom. Thanks for coming to Power Hour Nation. I'm George Freund, your host from Canada. We'll see you on the other side of the break.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829. As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Foods, Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
since H.G. Wells, everyone has speculated that the coming of an alien civilization would be to invade, plunder, and pillage our planet. But is that really the only scenario? Galacom 4 by Martin St. James ponders on a different type of alien visitation, one that has far-reaching implications to our modern-day society. Enter into a comical world where aliens visit planet Earth and take a peek as to how they would see us. Galacom 4, The End is Near, is available to the Power Hour listeners through Amazon, and if you hurry now, you'll receive a savings of $6 through the month of January. This is a very unique book that we are pleased to be promoting at the Power Hour. We promise you will be engaged and entertained from start to finish. Visit thepowerhour.com or call 877-817-9829 for more information. Again, that's 877-817-9829.
With dozens of food and storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Humana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Humana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made just for you. Food storage I love to eat. Yum!
Hi, it's Catherine from the Power Hour. If you're one of the many millions of people who have difficulty falling asleep, staying asleep, or having unrestful sleep throughout the night, REM sleep could be the solution you've been searching for. If you are like me and are afraid of the dangerous side effects from prescription sleep aids, REM sleep is an all-natural alternative that contains ingredients research has shown to help improve and enhance better sleep. REM sleep will get you the deep sleep you need to feel your best and will ensure you wake up feeling energized. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today.
Nation, I'm your guest host from Canada, George Freund. And joining us in the next hour, of course, will be Stephanie Sledge and Jack Mullen from the Government Rag, and we're all three musketeers are going to be together at once to talk about some of the trends and issues that face us. So I look forward to that. This is our first time where we're all together in one format. I have a little audio clip to play from you. It's from 1965 by Paul Harvey. He was a famous conservative American radio broadcaster for ABC. And this will just give you one very big culture shock about what was said in those days compared to what is talked about today. Because I don't even know if they'd let you even say these things today. Probably guaranteed not. But it was called If I Were the Devil. Okay, let's hear what the devil had to say.
Of darkness, I'd want to engulf the whole world in darkness, and I'd have a third of its real estate and four-fifths of its population, but I wouldn't be happy until I had seized the ripest apple on the tree. Thee. So I set about however necessary to take over the United States. I'd subvert the churches first. I'd begin with a campaign of whispers. With the wisdom of a servant, I would whisper to you as I whispered to Eve. Do as you please. To the young, I would whisper that the Bible is a myth. I would convince them that man created God instead of the other way around. I would confide that what's bad is good and what's good is square. And the old, I would teach to pray, after me, our Father, which art in Washington. And then I'd get organized. I'd educate authors in how to make lurid literature exciting so that anything else would appear dull and uninteresting. I'd threaten TV with dirtier movies and vice versa. I'd peddle narcotics to whom I could. I'd sell alcohol to ladies and gentlemen of distinction. I'd tranquilize the rest with pills. If I were the devil, I'd soon have families at war with themselves, churches at war with themselves, and nations at war with themselves until each in its turn was consumed. And with promises of higher ratings, I'd have mesmerizing media fanning the flames. If I were the devil, I would encourage schools to refine young intellects, but neglect to discipline emotions. Just let those run wild. Until before you knew it, you'd have to have drug-sniffing dogs and metal detectors at every schoolhouse door. Within a decade, I'd have prisons overflowing. I'd have judges promoting pornography. Soon I could evict God from the courthouse, then from the schoolhouse, and then from the houses of Congress. And in his own churches, I would substitute psychology for religion and deify science. I would lure priests and pastors into misusing boys and girls and church money. If I were the devil, I'd make the symbol of Easter an egg and the symbol of Christmas a bottle. If I were the devil, I'd take from those who have and give to those who want it, until I had killed the incentive of the ambitious. What'll you bet? I couldn't get whole states to promote gambling as the way to get rich. I would caution against extremes in hard work, in patriotism, in moral conduct. I would convince the young that marriage is old-fashioned, that swinging is more fun, that what you see on TV is the way to be. And thus I could undress you in public, and I could lure you into bed with diseases for which there is no cure. In other words, if I were the devil, I'd just keep right on doing what he's doing. Paul Harvey. Good day.
Isn't that amazing? That was 1965. That's the blueprint for the devil's plan to destroy the United States. And all these things have been foisted upon us. And we even embrace them. That's how great the mind control of corporate media is over us. It's absolutely amazing. You know, I dare to even look at some of the things that are happening in the world, like the Australian fires, to think, you know, is this almost like something biblical in the time of Pharaoh, that God is unhappy? Australia is almost like a nexus point of all these matters. And the great gods that think they're the prime minister or the scientists or anything, they can't do anything to stop these fires. Actually, they're starting them. But that's another point. They have no power. So will we continue with our wicked ways? Will we throw aborted fetuses at the flames? Will we have a big pride march through the fire? No. None of that's going to work for us. Will we lie to our children more about global warming? Yes, more than likely. But there's no power in that. The power comes from recognizing where we are and where we fit in, and taking responsibility for the mistakes we've made and asking God to forgive us. I'd even like to see a big prayer vigil in Australia, but I don't even know if they would even consider that without it being implied some kind of hate or bigotry. You know, God was very, very clear to us on how we would be tried. We would be tried in the fire. And I look at this fire in these circumstances as almost being the preliminary inquiry to a further, bigger, and broader trial, should we not start to mend our ways. And that fire is not what they tell us, not in the slightest. And that's, you know, as I was listening to Max Egan, a chap I had on before, that people really, really liked and who didn't come back, unfortunately, it's a shame, because he brought up a lot of good points, and I looked for news articles to back them up. One of the biggest ones is they dammed the rivers. That's why those areas are dry. The water isn't going through, naturally, as God intended it to do by putting rivers there. So they cut off the water. They privatized water, and they're selling it. So the aquifers are dry. The Chinese and the Americans made companies, because they don't have a state in Australia either. They sold it off to the highest bidder. And I imagine the politicians made a lot of good money out of that for selling their people down the river. And that's why Max calls them traitors, and I can't disagree with them for that. And then they have the nerve to say that this is climate change or global warming, when in fact many, many people have been arrested starting fires. So if we look at the nature of the number of fires, if the police got 1% or 2%, they'd probably be doing pretty good, because you're probably in a very, very isolated area all by yourself when you're starting these fires. Who are these people? They say over a billion plus animals have been killed. They're going to shoot 10,000 domestic livestock today because there's not enough water for them. Because the birthright has been sold off. We are still in the time of Pharaoh. I say, you know, you look at where we are and the things that are going on. Think Moses. There was an old coin that was found around 800, and it pretty much tells the truth. It's written in Arabic, and it's called the Moses coin from the Spillings hoard. It's in the Gotland Museum, and it describes Moses as the messenger of God. And I'd have to say, as we go over that part of Scripture and look at the historical account, he was. He had the truth that set us free, and the miracles to back it up, and the support of God. And that's a place we're going to have to go, I think, in time, if we ever expect to get out of this quagmire. It is just so important. It really is. And we still follow the fools and bumpkins all the way along the road. Massive protests against Macron's pension reform flare up in Paris and across France. So this is the whole part of being in this fiat debt currency thing, is you can't pave the roads with gold forever. It's going to run out. It has to. It implodes. Although one thing, they did come up as a, you know, satire, but it would probably work for, you know, a better way to have pension here in Canada, and probably even get Conservatives elected to Parliament, would be that you start claiming your pension at 55, but you only get like 3 months. You work 9 months, it's almost like a maternity leave. You get your pension leave for 3 months. I think that would be a big seller to get people to vote for Conservatives and Conservative issues. And that way you can enjoy it while you're young enough to not be pushed around in your wheelchair or something. And after you get a little bit tired, you're almost anxious to go back to work. But for the older workers, it's kind of a bit of a break. You can still have your cake and eat it too. Iran crisis, the United States will be serious for negotiations, probably, because I think even the most foolhardy have seen the error of their ways, that war does not work. You know, when John Lennon wrote a song, you know, give peace a chance. It was give peace a chance. When George Bush was president, I called it give war a chance. And it was just lineups to get into these things, not realizing the law of unintended consequences. 100,000 children in London without secure immigration status. Well, that's well and true if they break away from this European Union, but it is a necessity. It's something that should never have been allowed to manifest in the first place, because that's part of the devil's plan. This revived Roman Empire of Europe is basically going to be Satan's kingdom. And as each union comes up, like, you know, they, in this USMCA, they snuck that in. When I heard Nancy Pelosi just glow about Trump getting this deal passed, then I found out later there's words in there that allow them to be able to create the North American Union. Well, no wonder she would have kissed his feet. That's how happy she was. Iraq resumes talks with Russia on purchase of S-300s amid Mideast tensions. I'd like to see a day two when we don't need these types of weapons, and I think when we find the truth ultimately, we won't. Trudeau liberals have to live up to a breach of the UN declaration. So anytime they come along with globaloney, the globalonists have to just say, yes, yes, more, faster. This one was kind of surprising. Someone sent me this one, that we agreed to this UN treaty for indigenous people, that they have absolute rights and control over all development, environmental development, and various projects. And this could take apart all the big deals that we have to sell off our estate to corporations. And it's kind of funny in a way. And the same with all these global warming things they agreed to. Oh yeah, we're going to reduce carbon content 10,000% because we're all smoking dope at the globaloney conference. And we agree to these things. Yeah, we'll do it in 10 years. And then a guy comes in drunk and on drugs with LSD and he says, I can do it in 6 months. And everybody hails him as the new hero. And they'll do things that are just completely impossible and stupid and have no basis in fact, because the lie has to win in the devil's kingdom. UK uproar over Harry and Meghan step back from the royals. Well, I would probably say it's more the other way around, that he got caught with Epstein, and the Queen probably knows all the things he's done, and it's almost like they have to fire him than they have, and he may actually have to get a job and start working for a living. And I believe he's a qualified pilot, so he wouldn't starve. So that might be part of his new vocation. House to vote on limiting Trump's military actions after Iran. Well, I think he kind of learned his lesson that that probably wasn't the best thing to do, but it still keeps the dog wagging. Appeals court releases $3.6 billion for the border wall. Why we even have to take this that far is beyond belief, but unfortunately there are people totally committed to opening the borders to totally destabilize and destroy the United States. Like there was a joke story. Well, it's not a joke story. It's a true story that I turned into a joke about, you know, and you just wonder where you live, honest to God. This is Ottawa, you know, the Canadian Kremlin. Hospitals don't have enough room in the morgue, so they're storing bodies everywhere, including conference rooms. And they're not refrigerated, and they're starting to smell. So at first I thought this was a joke, and then I was talking to someone from the Ministry of Health, and they assured me, no, no, this is the case. We don't have rooms. There's not enough doctors to do the autopsies, and, you know, things are really backlogged. I go, well, this is Canada. It's cold outside. You know, you could just put them in a trailer outside. They're not going anywhere. But this is the state of affair here, that they have this problem. And then my joke was, well, you know why Trudeau's got all these bodies stashed around in Ottawa is because they vote liberal. You can't, they're on the voters list. They're your guys. That's your support base. Just like Hillary Clinton, I coined a joke about her in an election. You know, Hillary Clinton could bring the dead back to life just to vote for her. It's no problem. That's the monumental part of the fraud. Atlanta police move to disband the entire drug unit to focus on actual crime. Hallelujah. Because by and large, it is the state, and primarily the CIA, has been a major, major instigator of narcotics trafficking to get it all here. This has been a long-term part. And it's in the devil's plan, as you heard from Paul Harvey, to bring in the narcotics, get everyone addicted to them, and then basically get control of their minds. Where it really doesn't matter if you have control of their minds, because their minds cannot be effective against the devil's plans. But to concentrate more on the criminal activity fueled by guns and gangs. One of the biggest ways to stop that, of course, is the Portugal solution. They decriminalize drugs. Crime dropped 75%. If you got rid of Posse Comitatus and brought in the army, you probably still couldn't get a 75% drop in crime. Probably increase, because they try to make money selling drugs like they do in Mexico. Weinstein lawyer urges biased judge to step down. He calls him biased. I think all judges are biased, really. I don't even know if we have any unbiased judges, because most of these appointments are all political patronage. I remember, you know, being in a courtroom where a judge once said, at least he was honest, to give him credit for that. My paycheck depends on what I say, what I do. Okay? You're an honest judge. At least you told the truth. So we might as well forget about being in court and just go out for lunch. U.S. dollar hegemony will end in the next decade, banker tells RT's Kaiser report. And it's on the wall. When it's coming exactly is difficult to say, because there's new variables at play that aren't really anticipated to a great deal. The big thing is about quantum computing, the advanced algorithms that are used in the financial thing. Is we can play chicken for a long time before we probably hit the wall. The trouble is, by delaying it, it'll be a bigger and more profound crash than we ever could have imagined. So as a prepper, I would say, not I'm a big prepper, but there's things you got to be prepared for. Financial collapse is one of them, and even military action here or there. But one thing that I would highly recommend to a lot of people to have everywhere stashed away are can openers, because most of any food that would survive some sort of cataclysm would be in cans, and you don't ever want to be caught without really good can openers. Came across that once watching Doomsday Prepper, where a guy tried to open a can with a big knife and practically lopped off his fingers as he lost control of the blade. And then he turned himself into a, you know, I keep a can opener in my car so that everywhere I go, I got a really good can opener stashed away. So if anything ever happened, you know, I'm bound to find something somewhere, and I'd probably prefer to eat it. And to be able to get it out is a great thing. I keep one at work. I got several at home. It's a simple, easy thing, but get good quality ones that can take a beating, not the cheap made in China stuff. Puerto Rico earthquake, 2/3 of the island still without power. Public health emergency declared in Puerto Rico after deadly earthquake. It's another thing, you know, it's got knocking on the door saying that, you know, maybe our ways are a little bit off and that we should come back, get on our knees sometimes, pray, ask for forgiveness. And as a president of the United States, I think it's incumbent upon them and the Congress to even come to God and ask for a national forgiveness for sins and trespasses that have been committed. And to maybe even try to resolve some of these things by putting bracelets on some of the diabolical characters that run around, and whether it's the military or the intelligence agencies, doing all sorts of just flat-out evil. It would be a good sign. Over 1,000 earthquakes have hit Puerto Rico, and authorities say it is being squeezed between two tectonic plates. It's almost like a little microcosm of us and the world and our existences. We're being squeezed. And when will we come to some sort of understanding of this to have the pressure taken off us? Trump moves to exempt big projects from environmental review. Well, obviously he didn't sign that UN treaty, or the Americans didn't sign that UN treaty, but to an extent, I think a lot of it is bull, a lot of these environmental reviews, because pretty much all science is faked and fudged and all this sort of thing. But we have to be careful what we do, because when we do make a mistake and we start getting squeezed between tectonic plates or some other unintended consequence, it hurts, and it takes a lot to clean it up, like fracking. These companies do all this fracking, it causes earthquakes. They put all kinds of contaminants into the ground that end up in our water supply. It is just absolutely horrendous, all for the mighty dollar in profit. Facebook won't limit political ad targeting or stop false claims under new ad rules. But I don't really bother with Facebook, because all these social media accounts are basically intelligence ploys to get you to reveal your cards to them so that they can follow you and do whatever they want to you, basically. So I just look at it as a trap. And why would I have to pour my guts out on the internet for the whole world to see? I'll just do the news at Power Hour and speak where I'm gifted to speak to try to make a better world, but that's about as far as I need to go. Corruption in healthcare may exceed $1 trillion. The whole medical mafia is a giant fraud. They put out all sorts of products that actually destroy our bodies. Artificial chemicals supplanting sugars are at the top of the list. And we take these things and use these things. You know, one of the worst is the colas, because you've got tons of sugar in it. But you also have an acid in there that dissolves the soft tissue in your joints. And then you have to line up for hip replacement, knee replacement, this replacement, that replacement. It's one of the best rust removers there is. I think it's called phosphoric acid. And that's in all those drinks, and you take it in your body. It's a deadly poison for you. 7 surprising things that increase your risk of cancer. Drinking hot tea. Well, I let mine cool down a little bit, but I do love tea. Not being active. Well, Sparky wouldn't let me want to do that. That's my dog. We got to keep active. Your height. Well, the good Lord didn't make me that tall, so that's probably not a big thing for me. Or maybe you're closer to the Fukushima radiation if you're taller as opposed to shorter. Sitting close to the grill. I stopped barbecuing a long time ago. Getting breast implants. Well, I look at silicon as almost the enemy of the human race. And that was another thing I brought up on KMOX, because they were talking conveniently when I got my turn about aliens and Roswell and UFOs, and I think you know how I feel about that. The war, the real war, has been going on since the Garden of Eden. The war between the tree of life, carbon, and the tree of knowledge, silicon. And we didn't bite into the apple. We took bites, B-Y-T-E, from the silicon form of life, the anti-life, the non-God life. And we're at war. And that war was supplanted at Roswell. Really upset the guy. He didn't know where to go after this one. But Colonel Corso, who wrote The Day After Roswell, which is top of your list to read and to study from. But Roswell was a Trojan horse, was one of 74, I believe, since the late 19th century. And in it, the life form was the silicon wafer, not the bipedal creature. That was a genetically modified robot. So we didn't understand robots much or genetically modified way back then. We do now. But Colonel Corso warned us that the silicon, we would spread it around the world like Ebola, and it would form a giant computer brain to control us all. Sounds rather WWW familiar, because we have to hook everything up to this computer brain. And in time, they want to hook us up, too. And that will be the mark of the beast, the total abandonment, breaking of communication with God, and separating us from ever. Drinking alcohol and being overweight are also bad news. So anyway, we got the music. We're coming back with Stephanie and Jack, and we'll talk some more. Glad to have you aboard Power Hour Nation. I'm George Froning.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Foods, Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Thepowermall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com today.